This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, we've got hour number two. It's on the air. And this hour, we already talked with a lot of Rose. You missed that. Get the podcast. Also, coming up, Song of the Stars. Our big Christmas production every year. I want you to be able to get used to this. We're so looking forward to it. And that's what we're going to do here on Radio Night Live.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Weekend on the Radio Night Live broadcast. What we love to do is in this portion of the broadcast is feature really brilliant women whose voices are out there, but it's been my estimation that maybe they're not amplified as much as I would like to see them be. And so I've asked for the last number of weeks in months now these special friends to come on by and to join us for conversations. And my next guest is someone who's joined us on real strict analysis of the recount and some other judicial and legal issues in the past, but we've never had her as a featured guest of the Ladies Lounge here on Radio Night Live, and so it's my joy to welcome back Katie Fang to the broadcast. Katie, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. Happy to be here.
Now, amongst your many duties and accomplishments in life, you're a former prosecutor. So, people need to, they need to be careful because you could throw them in jail. But you're also a commercial litigator, so you know a lot about business and kind of the struggles that they're dealing with. You have a political interest. We've discussed some things about the recount. We're going to talk about them a little bit more. But until you and I became friends on social media, I did not know that we shared something else in common.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
No.
We both have daughters named Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Which
is great.
And it was yours pre or post the royal family?
Mine's pre, and
see?
That's why I hashtag her the original Princess Charlotte.
Well, see, ours is just a couple of months before the royal family, too. And so it's like one of those things where you're like, oh, man, everybody's going to think that we were just doing it because they did it. No, we were here
that's
first.
So funny. Yeah, I hashtagged the original Princess Charlotte. So now she actually has that like mini moniker now. So when people encounter her sometimes, they're like, it's the original Princess Charlotte. I said,
right.
That's right.
You've already given her her social media identity years in advance before she'll ever need it.
Right after she was born, when I was on one of the On the Records, right when I got back after giving birth to her, she
which is the former show that was hosted by Ms.
Greta Van Susteren.
Yes, right.
Yeah, now it's called Tucker Carlson Tonight. But Greta was kind enough to actually surprise me at my first show back on Fox News, and she showed a picture of Charlotte and said, "Welcome,
sweet.
Charlotte."
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Well, so that was just another reason. You and I have never met in person, but we've now talked many times on the air, and I have such an appreciation for the common sense things that you talk about. Let me ask you a little bit about if you were going to talk to young people today who are considering media or public policy or law, why would you encourage them or maybe not encourage them to pursue any of those pursuits just from where you sit in life?
I think that a legal education is invaluable. I think that it ends up lending a level of critical analysis that you can use in any facet of your life on a personal level or on a professional level. So it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to become a lawyer. You could use a legal education for purposes of pursuing a career in politics.
Sure.
Or something else, or in business. So that is an invaluable, I think, education that somebody could have. But then again, just just being really good at any craft, being conscientious and professional is the most important thing, I think.
Well, I've had a lot of kids ask me at different stages, you know, they say, I want to go into communication. I'm like, no, don't do that. Pick a different discipline, focus on that, because you can actually figure out communications and media pretty easily once you have something to say. The biggest problem I find in the modern media landscape is that there's very few people that have significant things to say. And when you have something important to say, and that's developed by thinking skills, and, you know, I wasn't a lawyer. I kind of wondered if I missed my opportunity there. But I did, you know, theology and journalism. So I had kind of a weird set of skills. But when I come to the microphone, people at least understand that there is some perspective there. And I have a ton of lawyer friends that I talk to on the air all the time. I guess I'm fascinated by how crystal clear you guys have the ability to cut through things. And clarity is really one of my life's pursuits. I want us to, if we don't have the ultimate goal of helping people understand better, we shouldn't even be having these conversations, is the way I look at it. So thanks for doing your part.
Well, I'm going to say two things. One, with your background, you have now perfected the art of the bully pulpit. No pun intended, I guess. Right? And then I'm going to say, especially with you being in the media and having your background in theology, and then I'm going to say amen to that. I'm going to say amen. You know, you should be able to articulate something smart, and you should be able to share an opinion that's going to be of value. So make sure that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's the other part. That's the journalist in me. You know, are the facts right? And let's jump from there into our first topic for tonight.
Sure.
Now, the recounts, can we finally put a fork in these dreaded things? Dr. Jill Stein became so much more well-known past the actual election that she was running for. But now it's kind of like, you know, egg all over her face, head, frame completely. She's been completely embarrassed by what has happened, has she not?
She has. I think she gained infamy and notoriety from her recount efforts. In fact, the reality is she basically garnered more money. She collected more money during her recount efforts than she did during her actual presidential campaign. The final numbers ended up being, Kevin, $7.3 million, and the breakdown's pretty outrageous. Just shy of $1 million was on administrative expenses such as staff payroll, consultants, and travel.
Would staff include Dr. Stein?
I think you bet your bottom dollar. She's getting a 1099 of some ilk from that, you know, from this organization. And then filing fees were $4.5 million.
Man,
Wisconsin, one state alone, $3.5 million. And why is that outrageous? Well, Michigan and Pennsylvania were just about $1 million, a little bit over $1 million in filing fees. And as we know, Kevin, the efforts for recounts were blocked by the courts in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And so Wisconsin, where they did the recount and they did 3 million ballots counted, we know that President-elect Trump netted 131 more votes than what was originally tallied.
And the real sinister part of this is that most people told her going into this, it's not going to change. You're not going to move the needle. This isn't Florida in the year 2000. You're not going to come down to a handful of votes in a significant district that's going to end up reversing it for you. In fact, if memory serves me correctly, they did uncover some voter fraud, but it was in Detroit, and it was all in favor of Hillary Clinton, who Jill Stein was conceivably doing this recount in favor of. So at the end of the day, this not only was a giant waste of time, she really bilked a lot of people out of a lot of money.
Yeah, and I've said this before, and we've talked about it, you and I. Does this woman have a conscience? Because, you know, she was really selling something to a group of people that had a hope, but she never really clarified that, legally speaking, she was never a true aggrieved party, meaning that's one of the reasons why the courts wouldn't allow her to advance her recount idea in Michigan and Pennsylvania. The reality was it would never have made a difference to her. And because of that, they said, you know what, we're going to shut this down before it ends up being a complete circus sideshow. But Kevin, I'm so glad you brought up the fraud issue. So we have seen an outrageous amount of irregularity in Detroit, and specifically Wayne County in Michigan,
right,
which Hillary Clinton carried by a 2-to-1 ratio. And I gave this as an example recently. In one ballot box in Wayne County, the box itself, when opened, had 50 ballots. But of that ballot box, 306 ballots have been cast. So six times over? Like, how does that happen? And, you know, and you and I both know it went to the benefit of Hillary Clinton. So thanks, Jill Stein, for showing that the Russians didn't hack to help Donald Trump, but actually the Democrats were either really lazy in the way that they did their jobs as ballot workers, or they intentionally stuffed the ballot box.
What do you make of the fact that this last week we found out that I think it was Justice or FBI, but one of the two, had notified the DNC and the president that the hacking was likely to take place, or attempts to hack were likely to take place months later during the election, mm-hmm. and that neither entity took any action to try to stop or raise awareness about it or do anything about it. What's the culpability, I guess, for those that know something could be happening and choose not to do anything about it? And how does that look now that they're blaming Trump for like encouraging it? I don't follow that.
Okay, Katie, actually hold on to that question. I asked it way too wordily and way too long, but we got to take our break. We're talking with Katie Fang, who's our guest in the ladies lounge tonight, former prosecutor, Fox News analyst, and all around great mom, who of course is the mother to the original Princess Charlotte. That's what we now know. Where does my Charlotte fit in? Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology. Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, there's the elf with Donald Trump sitting on his lap. Hey, can he be in trouble for that? I think so. Anyway, where's the elf on the shelf in your house? I don't know. I don't even know that guy. I didn't know who let him in here. I don't know. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Katie Fang is our guest in the ladies' lounge tonight, and we've already covered some important stuff. We got a lot more to get to. But, Katie, I want to go right back to what we were talking about because I asked you, you know, the Obama administration knew in advance that these hackers were trying to do this, and they did nothing about it. Now they're whining and moaning and crying about what Trump's not doing. Katie Fang, isn't this a little bit of, she's protesting too much?
Well, it's called deflection, right? I know I did something wrong, but let me blame you for it because the guilty conscience, I knew what I was doing was wrong from the beginning. I think the idea here is if you have knowledge and you're willfully ignorant or willfully blind, it just depends on whether or not a statute would support the idea that you had done something wrong, whether you actually committed some type of offense. At this point, really what we know is they had the heads up. They did nothing about it. The reality, though, Kevin, is what really happened. And we don't know conclusively, right, what really happened. But, geez, if you have some idea that somebody's going to be coming knocking at your door, don't you arm yourself in some way or don't you do something to protect yourself? I don't think you just roll over and play dead.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of reflected in their larger issue towards, like, foreign policy and even kind of the laissez-faire attitude they had towards Hillary Server. Like this was never a group of people. And you know, I'm sad to say this, but, you know, this is, I'm kind of impugning an entire political party on this, but it seems like the American left, specifically the Democratic Party and the Democratic leadership of recent, just kind of yawns and stretches when you talk about keeping things safe. And that's from Hillary Server through their own private, you know, party communications with the DNC and even some of the stuff that WikiLeaks was able to unmask about the administration and Hillary during this process. It seems to me like what they have is a real, I just don't care that much. And how can you be asked to be given the keys to kind of shepherd the country if that's your approach to keeping us safe?
That laissez-faire attitude can get you into trouble.
Is it
trouble
criminal?
Is a relative idea. Well, I was just about to say, trouble is as trouble does. So, is it mean that there was a crime? Well, I mean, I've stood firm on this from the beginning that the actions that were undertaken to allow Hillary Clinton to have that personal email server and the cover-up that occurred thereafter is a crime. It meets the definitions of so many federal and state statutes in terms of obstruction, and it really screams cover-up. But, you know, sometimes it could just be laziness as well. And I think the reason why we saw such a huge upswell in the American populace in terms of wanting to have President-elect Donald Trump is sometimes we have to be proactive and not reactive. And
gotcha.
People have been tired. They've been tired of the idea that, what is that old adage, Kevin? Even a dog knows the difference between when it's being kicked or when it's being tripped over, right? And so after a while, I think the American public says, enough.
Yeah.
We need to figure out a change. And if the change is being proactive and being an affirmative movement to our country, that's what we're going to do. We're going to move forward and not just sit stagnant
that rolling stone will not grow moss. We're going to keep going.
Well, that certainly seems to be the case in terms of how the overwhelming voters in 33 of the 50 states voted this time. let's talk about another issue from the trail. We're speaking with Katie Fang, who's a former prosecutor. She's also a Fox News legal analyst. You see her on Fox Business and Fox News Channel on a regular basis. I catch her sometimes on the Shep Smith program or on the Tucker Carlson time slot. But which, by the way, Tucker, man, what a blazing light he's been to the early evening lineup so far. Just really mixing it up every night with people that are really of the other opinion, but he's really given them a chance to make their case, and it's turning into great television. Let's talk about something that Trump has talked about and Republicans have talked about. But you seemed to indicate to me a couple of weeks ago this might be a tougher pickup for them than what they were able to campaign on. But now, according to a Politico.com report yesterday, Burgess Everett and Jennifer Habercorn are reporting that Democrats may not have campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare, but if the Republicans go ahead and move forward with it, it looks like there's a bunch of Democrats that are going to jump on board and say, yeah, let's fix this thing. As a piece of law, Katie, Obamacare always seemed, the Affordable Care Act always seemed to be a little bit heavy lift for the taxpayers to begin with. How significant is it that you've got people now of the Democratic Party on record saying, "Yeah, we're not going to push to repeal it, but if it gets repealed, we're gonna jump in with both feet."
Well, it sounds like those are Democrats that are desperate to save their seats and are willing to. They're trying to look like they're being flexible and malleable and amicable and going with the flow. But the reality is, I think that they know that their necks are on the guillotine right now in 2018, and they're going to have to figure this out. So, the Politico article was really informative. I mean, we've got 25 Democrats who are on ballot in 2018. President-elect Trump is going to take office and have 52 Republican seats right now. And so you know that whatever gets teed up is going to be strongly favored by the Republicans in terms of how we're going to deal with the repeal of the Affordable Care Act
and because of Harry Reid,
ends up doing with it.
And because of Harry Reid, there's no recourse for Democrats to stop it.
Exactly. And so I think what's key for our listening audience and your avid fans to understand, Kevin, is I think one of the things that I like doing in my practice as an attorney is managing client expectations.
Right.
And I think the Republicans and the Democrats and Trump, his new administration, his cabinet, everybody needs to manage the American public's expectations when it comes to Obamacare. I would not be surprised if you did not see a wholesale repeal of the entirety of the act. It doesn't make any sense to do it at this point. I get that that's probably what's been pitched by Trump, but from a purely legal viewpoint, I think that it makes sense to cherry pick the provisions, if you're a Republican, that you want to change and to change dramatically and drastically and do it from there. I think the actual headache that's going to be created legislatively and administratively from trying to repeal it in its entirety is going to create a problem not only for the Republicans but for Democrats. So I think it makes sense to be very almost surgical, Kevin, in terms of what portions of Obamacare you try to get rid of.
Right. Well, the stuff that's been adjudicated by the court, I mean, the court has said on some level this is a dysfunctional piece of legislation because once you say the exchanges are not mandated by law, and once you say that, and Obama made it dysfunctional from the beginning because he gave waivers to, you know, those 2,000 corporations, whatever it was, that people didn't have to. Like, there were all kinds of, like, special carve-outs that kept the legislation from being even what it had originally been proposed. I wasn't in favor of it as it was proposed, but then even it got even worse as it went through kind of the sausage-making of the political process. It's going to be difficult to do anything on it, and yet if nothing happens, voters are going to be pretty miffed about that. There's no doubt about that. Katie, get your thoughts in reaction to that as we continue. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. So honored to have you with us. We are just getting closer and closer to the countdown to the annual Christmas production called Song of the Stars. Katie, you may even want to have the original Princess Charlotte standing by because she's going to love this. It's a Christmas tribute that is the new tradition here at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Come right back live from New York.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com. Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, Peter Burke.
Of all the boys.
Looking in on the streets of New York City as we are live on Radio Night, live here on these weekends. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. Biz TV Coast to Coast, 66 million television households. Appreciate that. Appreciate the radio network of CRN and GCN and Salem Media, all four networks contributing to the overwhelming radio success of our weeknights or Saturday nights here. And so grateful that you're here and that you find us. And also so grateful to be able to offer you great guests like Katie Fang, Fox News analyst. Now, Katie, just before the break, I was asking about Obamacare. It's a big haul. Trump's made a big deal about it. If he doesn't at least try to repeal it, he's gonna disappoint some people, right?
Well, listen, we know that Obamacare marketplaces are in trouble. We know that what was pitched, kind of like the Jill Stein thing, right? What was pitched by Obama is not
not as what advertised.
Exactly.
Right.
It's violated every warranty that ever could have been offered, you know, coming with Obamacare. And so people are actually really kind of disgusted with what it is. I mean, you could speak to some pretty hardcore Obama fans who signed up for this and said, what the heck is this? This
right.
is not what I thought I was going to get into. What do you mean I can't keep my doctor?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the first thing people say? What do you mean I can't keep my doctor?
Well, I thought competition was going to be greater. In some states, you're down to one provider.
Oh, listen, in Florida, we got some drastic stuff going on in Florida. I mean, from a budget standpoint, we've had to, you know, steal from Peter to feed Paul at this point, trying to deal with how to cover the holes that are created by Obamacare.
Mm.
And so, and I know this is happening in every state. And so I think what's going to happen is if we keep the theme, Kevin, of what was pushed in advance by the Republicans in order to get the White House. And I think if we keep with that theme was, hey, Joe, hey, Jane, I hear you. I'm listening to you. I know what your concerns are. I'm going to help you get the insurance you need. I think that if we, and I don't mean to sound so elementary about it because I know it's a lot more complicated than that, Kevin,
right.
but if we keep with that theme, I think you're going to see some modicum and some measures of success in whatever version of Obamacare is left.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and I'm glad that there are at least Democrats saying that they're willing to be cooperative in thinking it through. And I think the American people will win if some of the problem solving is surgical, is strategic, and does come from a bipartisan place. I hope that can be achieved.
There's 22 million Americans that are currently enrolled in Obamacare.
Yeah. But there were but there were 36 million that lost the coverage that they had or had to take significant downgrades in coverage before. And the
yeah.
people that were still that are still without it now are not necessarily people that you ever engaged. You know, you needed all those young people to buy into it, and they're like, I can't afford it, and I don't need it. Why am I buying into it? It's going to be a very difficult. It's going to be the most thorny issue domestically that we're going to have to figure out in the next 20 years. I mean, this is going to be something that, and I think kind of what you got to do is just go back to square one and say, and I've thought this for a long time, why do we buy health insurance different than we buy car insurance? And it's a very simple idea. Car insurance, nobody buys exhaustive comprehensive policies anymore. You buy what you're going to be liable for. And if I'm a healthy guy that eats organically and my bride's making me really good food and I exercise a lot, I shouldn't have to pay a ton of insurance premiums for the guy that lives next door to me and eats nothing but Big Macs
sure.
know, three or four times a day. So I think if we get into a more comparative cost analysis and actual benefit circumstance where we're constructing that the kind of infrastructure on that, I think it'll be a different foundation. Okay, real quickly, last story I want to get into this. It's kind of close to home for you, but
yeah.
There's a Florida middle school coach who, and you and I have never discussed church state issues, and I don't know where you come down on that legally, but my listeners know me pretty well. I think that the church state issue is that the Constitution, the government can't go into the church and tell them what to do. It has nothing to do with actually people of faith being part of government or doing things. But this particular coach, he's beloved. Took a knee, didn't pray, didn't get involved in the prayer, just took a knee while his team recited a prayer, and his school district, the Wakulla Middle School District, told Eddie Metcalf that he's going to be reprimanded, and I don't know if that means he may be suspended or lose his job or fined. I don't know what all they're thinking about doing to him. But they're punishing him because he took a knee to show reverence while his high school team voluntarily prayed at a football game. Katie Fang, is this insanity?
This is pretty crazy. This is my dad. It's funny you're asking me this, Kevin. I just told somebody this story this morning. My 85-year-old father, who came to the United States at the age of 19 with $2.43 in his pocket from Seoul, South Korea.
I love that story.
Who is the American dream? Got a PhD from Rensselaer Polytechnic and was retired as the vice dean of the College of Engineering at the University of Miami a few years ago. My dad would tell me when we would see certain ridiculous things like this happen, my dad would say his or her tummy is full. I mean, my dad and my mom remember, you know, picking soybeans off the side of the road in Korea to eat because they didn't have
certainly,
food.
Certainly. Katie, I'm great, appreciative of the perspective there. And thanks so much for being with us in the Ladies' Lounge. Coming back to New York, our Song of the Star.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480. This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
All right, guys, we're ready.
So glad you're with us. So glad to be with you on Saturday nights. Is that the elf up on the lights? How did he climb up there? Those of you watching by way of radio, I'm sorry you don't get to see it, but the elf just keeps moving around. I don't even... Whatever. He seems like a scary little guy. Did somebody call him Chuck? Did you call him Chuck? Is he Chucky the Elf?
I think Owen named him Chuck. I'm not sure. Anyway. Hey, smart companies know that if there's nothing more disturbing to the business owner than trying to keep up with their IT servicing. And if you're a business owner, you know that it's really smart if you don't have mad computer skills to outsource that. That's why I want to tell you about TechWorks. TechWorks is a brand new sponsor of this broadcast, and they do better than anyone else what you cannot do for yourself. They are able to keep your system running. They guarantee response times of 60 minutes or less on any service call, and they are incentivized from the beginning to make sure that your network doesn't go down. So I want you to call TechWorks tonight. I want you to write this number down, and I want you to make sure that you're going to get the 100% reliable service, constant follow-through, and like I said, incentivized to keep your operation going 100% of the time. TechWorks is reachable at 973-567-6404. They have the best cloud service. That they have a patented process to their cloud that makes them highly sought after, but they only make it available to the people that they work with. So having said that, it is time now. Call TechWorks, TechWorks.com if you want to get online, TechWerxe.com, and you can check them out today. All right, so last year we started this tradition. There is this bedtime story that around the Christmas time, the McCullough kids just beg for, and we decided to make it something special just for you, just on this Christmas occasion.
The Song of the Stars, A Christmas Story, by Sally Lloyd-Jones, paintings by Allison Joy. Was about to change forever, and it almost went by unnoticed. But the leaves that night rustled with a rumor. News rang out across the open fields. A song drifted over the hills. The wind whispered it softly in the sycamore trees that waved their moonlit branches to the sky. A barn owl took flight. Woodland creatures stirred. It's time. It's time. In the pine woods, two deer raised their heads. A big brown bear sniffed the air, and a red fox darted. The faces of little flowers lifted to the skies. It's time. It's time. The skies shouted it to the seas, that thundered it to the waves, that roared it to the great white whales, that sang it to the starfish in the deep. And tiny sandpipers danced it on shining sands. It's time. It's time. The running rivers bounded over boulders, and the otters clapped and played and sang to the ducklings that splashed and quacked to the salmon that leaped and leaped. And tiny field mice and insects and little creeping things and sparrows and robins and every single blade of grass squeaked and hummed and chirped and sang, it's time, it's time. Wild stallions drummed it to the ground. Get ready, get ready. Be glad, be glad. And on a lonely peak, a lion raised his strong head and roared it out to the empty wilderness, the mighty king, the prince of peace. All the stars joined together in a chorus that rang out through the heavens, the bright and morning star. And on a hillside overlooking a little town, sheep nuzzled their little lambs. The Good Shepherd. Suddenly, angels lit up the whole sky, and a great choir sang it out loud. It's time. He's come. At last. He's here. And in the little town, in a little shed, in a little window, a candle flickered in the dark. Tiny cry rang out in the cold night air, and high above, a single star set in the highest heavens shone out brighter than all the others and poured down silver onto the little shed. a light to light up the whole world. The animals stood around his bed, and the whole earth and all the stars and sky held its breath. The one who made us has come to live with us. And a young mother with no place to rest, nowhere to stay, kept it as a song inside her heart, our rescuer. And they gazed in wonder at God's great gift, lying on a bed of straw, wrapped in rags, a tiny little baby. Heaven's son, sleeping under the stars that he had made.
So there you go, just from my house to yours, a little holiday gift for you. I don't know what your faith background is, don't know anything about what your belief system is, but in the McCullough house, we observe this season, this time of year, as a time when we believe that the God who made everything around us sent his son to redeem people that couldn't. And it's that message of forgiveness and hope and joy that we truly celebrate. It's not about the Santa hats and the trees and the lights. That's all fun. We don't have anything against it. But the real message, the real the joyous thing from our house to yours tonight is that there is a God who loves you and that he wants to be with you. And he came for that very purpose. So having said that, if you would like to see that again, that is Song of the Stars. It's on our website, thebingethinker.com. There's a bedtime section of the website. You click on Bedtime Classics, and it will take you to the page where you can see a couple of different productions that we've made of children's books. We've got more of those on the way in the year 2017, but check that out. And if your kids would benefit from it, let Uncle Kevin read them to sleep this holiday season. Coming right back, final few minutes on Radio Night Live on this special pre-Christmas edition. Don't go away.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book. Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. years. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Oh, yeah. Let's enjoy a little of this. Push it up. Push it up. Oh.
I want you so madly. But I don't stand
not a ghost of a chance without you. Hot Sardines, playing us through the year of 2016. So grateful for them. Thankful that you're here, too. Thankful for my team. Thankful for the faithful listeners and viewers on television and radio across the country that have come together and have made this such a special year. And we have got even bigger and better plans for 2017. It hadn't even begun complete our journey yet. So you stick around and you be here every Saturday night, will you? Okay, final story tonight. Not long ago, an anonymous survey was done of 1,850 pilots from across 50 different countries in the world. This survey was done in part because they wanted to get a snapshot of what commercial pilots are dealing with, right? And pilots are kind of, I don't know if you've known many, I've got some in the family. They don't like to talk about themselves. They don't disclose much. They're pretty, you know, close to the vest type of people. But because of, you know, the considerable traffic in around Christmas time, you're going to have about 140,000 active pilots flying about 3 billion people around the world. That's rather significant. So it's good to know, you know, what's going on in their little brains or big brains. But they don't normally like to talk about themselves. And a public researcher at Harvard University, Joseph Allen, decided to do this study. He said it's understandable that pilots are slow to disclose things that bother them because of the potential that they might be grounded or declared not fit for duty. I get that. They want to work. The findings come a year and a half after a German Wings co-pilot had crashed that plane in the French Alps. Remember that 150 people that died? Globally, about 350 million people suffer from this issue called depression. But friends, when over the holidays, those 140,000 pilots have 1 in 8 of them suffering from depression, flying 3 billion people for the holidays, 1 in 8, 14%. Does that give you any pause at all? Like, I'm glad they did the survey. What I'd really like to know is, what are they going to do about the 1 in every 8 that are clinically, serially depressed? Because, to be candid, I'm not that big of a fan of the French Alps, and I don't really want to go see them, up close and personal. Maybe that's a good reason to just stay home and cuddle up, snuggle up with the bride, have the kids, drink the cocoa, get under the blanket, turn on the Charlie Brown Christmas special, or cue up Song of the Stars 1,783 times before the end of the year. But anyway, it's been our pleasure to be with you. Thank you for being here. Please enjoy the holidays. Be safe. And then be back with us, because we've got so much more to do. There's so much more clear thinking to accomplish in 2017, and I know that we're going to be able to do it. And if you're looking for some just really good movie to go see this week, Rogue One. I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me. I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me. I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me. See ya. With you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.